Vaccines are required for students, employees, immigrants, military members, and international travel. Do you know how to legally avoid them? This is vaccine rights attorney and Freedomizer radio host Alan Phillips. My vaccine exemption ebook can help you avoid the mistakes that have cost others their exemption rights. Get the authoritative guide to vaccine legal exemptions, an ebook available at freedomizerradio.com and vaccinerights.com.
Let freedom ring throughout the land.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Get ready for the epic new documentary adventure ride of your life. Shade, the motion picture. A view into the globalist domain. And Embellus and Burma's film.
Nothing in this world works the way you think it does. Nothing. Governments do not operate the way you think they do. Banks do not do what you think they do. The police department is not here for what you think it is. Nothing in your world works the way you think it does.
We have never let them know that their world government has been identified, and they thought they just cloned the world economy to bring in a worldwide police state, but instead it's going to bring them down.
You have to stand up. Speak up. Speak out.
See the motion picture. Order your copy of the DVD today at SheTheMotionPicture.com.
This is Mercy. If you're listening to this message, warriors, you are the resistance. Warriors, you are not alone. There are pockets of resistance all around the planet. We are at the brink. Read about it in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. Available now at newsstands everywhere. The Sovereign is a monthly 24-page tabloid newspaper featuring incendiary content about life during wartime in the age of Obama. Warriors, keep to date every month. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance, available at newsstands everywhere. This alert is for all you boppers out there in the big city, all you street people with an ear for the action. This is Mercy. If you're listening to this message, warriors, you are the resistance. This is Mercy. Mine will be the last voice you'll ever hear. Don't be alarmed.
Want to spread awareness to your neighbors, family, and friends about what is going on in our country today? It may be things you already know, like the large number of FEMA camps spread around this country to lock up citizens like you and me. What legislators are doing to strip states and people of their sovereign rights. Or legislation giving states the power to force vaccinate under a declared state of emergency. Do your neighbors understand what is going on? William Lewis Films offers the perfect tools to inform our population about this government's tyrannical shift from a constitutional republic to a despotic democracy. Films like 911 Ripple Effect, Beyond Treason, One Nation Under Siege, Washington You're Fired, Camp FEMA, Enemy of the State, Don't Tread on Me, Blood of Patriots, The Ron Paul Uprising, even 911 in Plain Sight, William's first production, are all available at williamlewisfilms.com. Get your DVDs today at williamlewisfilms.com. Educate against the police state.
Hello everyone, Proof here again. I want to let you know about our brand new sponsor, Silver Leaf Tea. Now as you guys know that have listened to me for years, I am a tea aficionado. I have hundreds of different flavors and styles at my house. And Silver Leaf has exactly the kind of stuff that I look for. I love loose tea, great antioxidants. I just love the taste of it. And this Silver Leaf has black, they have green, they have white, they have organic. Great for hot tea and iced tea. Silver Leaf Tea, it's right on our website, freedomizerradio.com. And check it out and order it. Silver Leaf Tea.
You are listening to Freedomizer Radio, where freedomizers freedomize freedom.
My God is mighty too. Thank you for tuning in to Freedomizer Radio, where we have a 24/7 chat room where you can come and share what's going on in the world with people of like mind. Anything and everything against the New World Order. Dial 347-324-3704 to catch our live show. Beginning at 9 in the morning, Pacific Standard Time, Monday through Friday till midnight, and 9 to 9 on Saturday and Sunday. Take us to the beach. Take us to the park. Take us on a walk with the dog. Only on Freedomizer Radio.
Hello again, Freedomist. Proof is here, and I want to talk to you about a brand new soda maker called SodaStream. Now, the Proof House has had SodaStream for about a year, and we love the thing. We use it quite often. With SodaStream, you can have fresh-made soda in seconds. One of the big things we like about it is that there's no high-fructose corn syrup and no aspartame. There's over 60 flavors, or you can create your own. Not just sodas, they also have iced teas and energy drinks. Here at the Proof House, we make egg cream sodas all the time. Some other facts to consider here, there's no electricity, no more wasted bottles and cans, and the most important thing is that it tastes great. Keep in mind, too, this is a perfect family present for Christmas, or, hey, just surprise the family with something great. Also, for a limited time, there's free shipping. So go to FreedomizerRadio.com and look for the SodaStream link, and I hope you check out the product. That's SodaStream right on FreedomizerRadio.com.
Bees work tirelessly to provide us with our food, but are struggling in the wild. In recent years, it's become apparent that bees, not just honeybees, are under threat, and some species have already gone extinct. So be friendly. Check with your local nursery. Plant a bit of paradise for those who do so much.
I saw a little bumblebee. He came and said hello to me. Said, would I like some sweets from me?
You make a difference.
Whatever we can do to encourage people to support bees, I'm for.
To Ancient of Days, where we talk about the lies, misrepresentations, and holes in the history we learned in school. Mondays, 3 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Freedomizer. Thank you.
Hi, this is Cindy Lake. Please listen to me on Freedom Talk with Cindy Lake at 5 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on FreedomizerRadio.com. All the issues that are important to you, like Common Core, Agenda 21, Fully Informed Jury Association, 10th Amendment, 2nd Amendment, 4th Amendment, 3rd Amendment, the Constitution. See you at FreedomizerRadio.com, 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. See you there.
Oh, you want to heal the world? Oh, you can't do that. You know, you got to elect the right people. No, change your thinking. Change the way you feel. Change the way you do things. Do everything for peace. Like John Lennon said, walk for peace. You take a shower for peace. Do whatever you do for peace.
Every time you do that, you set a ripple effect out.
because we live in a vibrational world, and your brain is the instrument. To learn how to direct and control your mind, you guys are superheroes. You know, they don't want you to know that, but you are. You guys are the most powerful people in the world.
We see the power in you to change your thinking. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday, only on Freedomizer Radio.
You are listening to Freedomizer Radio, where freedomizers freedomize freedom.
As I journey through the flames, singing as I go, trying to point souls to Calvary, to the crimson flow. So many arrows have pierced my soul from without within, but this Lord I serve keeps on leading me on.
Ever be seen. be peace in the valley for me someday. There will be peace in the valley for me, oh Lord, I pray. There'll be no sadness, no sorrow, no trouble I see. There will be peace in the valley for me. Well, the bear will be gentle, and the wolf will be tame, and the lion shall lay down by the lamb. And the beast from the wild shall be led by a child, and I'll be changed from this creature that I am. There will be peace in the valley for me someday. There will be peace in the valley for me, oh Lord, I pray. There'll be no sadness, no sorrow, no trouble I see. There will be peace in the valley for me.
Zacharias.
Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he has visited and redeemed his people and has...
Legion.
If I'm not mistaken, we all have a part in this.
Haleo.
Of course you do. And you all have been wonderfully effective carrying out my ideas.
Haleo continues.
You guys have even got them calling me Lucifer. The Lightbringer.
Metatron.
You need to explain that one.
Haleo.
Just suffice it to say that it is one of the titles of Yeshua.
Metatron.
They did this in spite of the fact that the Apostle Paul said that you fake being an angel of light?
Haleo.
Don't ever bring up that mud puppy's name in that context as it relates to me. Yes, in spite of that fact. But there's much more to be happy about.
Baal.
Finish with it, but be gentle.
They all laughed again. Haleo.
Go ahead, my friends. You've earned it. We have managed to set the foundations of our victory. Here's the rundown. Long ago, we instituted the Easter Nimrod paradigm. It worked in Babylon. The nations were separated and the languages was changed, but we wisely kept the paradigm under different names. All nations bought into it hook, line, and sinker. Even the 12 tribes of Israel, who had a template, left their template to imitate our more, shall I say, fun way of doing things. Now they are being spread across the world as written.
Baal.
I remember that. I think the origins were very fitting.
Haleo.
That's only in your perverted mind, my friend. But keep that. We will be able to see it later and use it. They will call it incubi and succubi.
Baal.
Can hardly wait.
Haleo.
Then Yeshua and the church arose. Yeshua thought to empower them to do his will and make it possible for them to draw upon knowledge straight out of Elohim's mind. Does anyone know why this does not work too well?
Bell.
It makes them worse if they fail.
Legion.
The Elohim looks desperate.
Zeus.
Makes Elo act like Legion, going around taking over mines.
Legion looks at Zeus, and Zeus took the opportunity to laugh at what he thought was a good joke. Finally, after listening to many, Metatron made a statement. Metatron.
Free will. They still have to make the choice to want his truth.
Halil.
You all have an element of wisdom in what you have said, but once again, Metatron has commended his imaginative mind.
Halil.
Regardless of what powers made available to them, they still must, with no other intent, want what he wants. You see, that is where we have prevailed so far. Many do not want what he wants. What Elohim wants is against their very natures. Because of this, we have been able to substitute our Nimrod paradigm.
Halil continues.
Take time to read the scriptures, my fellows. It lets us know what the Elohim will and will not do. As wise warriors, we will hit the enemy where he is weakest. Now consider these facts. 1. We have finally been able to wipe out the Feast Days template. It was like a blueprint of what Eno is doing. We have set up Easter in places of Passover, so we can obscure and blend those meanings. 2. We have given them temporal power, so that in times to come, the church will set whatever rule we can affect. You know, Constantine was not a Christian. Deathbed conversions are tricky. Men cannot be sure, but we know. You see, the Christian chose power instead of persecution. Who wouldn't? 3. We have put them all under a main leadership. This makes it easier to affect a lot of people at once. They should have taken Yeshua's advice and not want to be lords, but servants. Yeah, right. Absolute power is what they will want before I'm finished.
Halil continues.
Oh yeah, check this out. In the scriptures of Revelation, that dust man John wrote that Rome would have 7 heads. Now here's the trick. That is unknowable for the moment. We will have the church on the run for 1,260 days.
Baal.
That's all?
Halil.
No, my friend. After several hundred years, it now should be clear that when Yeshua spoke about the rise and falls of kingdoms, just looking at history shows this could mean many hundreds of years.
Metatron.
But the 4 heads of the Greek Empire of Daniel were all extant at the same time. However, as I remember, the heads in Revelation were to come and to go one after another. So the 1,260 days could be years. But since we have had one head last so long, it is possible that we could have a series of risings and falling over 3.5 years, right? It is possible that there could be intervals of no head, am I right?
Hey, Lil.
It is true. We will not know for certain until we are at the time of the end. As also said Daniel.
Love Talk Radio.
Please learn more about Freedomizer Radio by going to freedomizerradio.com and also Facebook us
right at freedomizerradio.com. Catch you there.
Hey guys, Proof here. Guess what? I just got a cell phone. Hey, for everyone that knows me, I'm not a fan of cell phones, but I just signed up with a company called Solavay. And Solavay is offering a plan right now with unlimited phone, text, and web for only $49 a month. Plus, if you refer a friend or two, you get a discounted rate for everyone you refer for as long as they have Solavay, not just for the first month, but the whole time that person has Solavay. You sign up enough people, and Solavay pays you every month. What other cell phone company is going to pay you for service? Anyway, go to solavay.com/freedomizer. That's Solavay, Solavei.com/freedomizer. Learn all about it. Plus, if you sign up before October 31st, you will get this month free. And another kicker, if you sign up three people under you, you'll get another month for free as well. Plus, they're going to pay you cash. Anyway, solavay.com/freedomizer.
There's a saying that the only thing certain in life is death and taxes. Well, they should include hard drive failure as well. You can ensure your data is safe by using Maximum Archive's online backup solution. By securely backing up the Maximum Archive servers, your data is protected from fire, theft, or simple hard disk failure. Don't let your data go unprotected. Sign up for Maximum Archive today. Use partner code Freedomizer at checkout time and help fund the Freedomizer Radio Network. That's MaximumArchive.com.
We are officially announcing our White Hat versus Black Hat GMO Awareness Video Contest at FreedomizerRadio.com. Find a fun way to bring public awareness to the issue of GMOs and win $100 in the process. Look for details at FreedomizerRadio.com and join in the fun while reaching out to others.
Blessings and welcome, Saints of the Most High, Freedomizers, family, and friends. You are now tuned in to the Sound Doctrine Christian Ministries Sabbath Show.
Please learn more about Freedomizer Radio by going to FreedomizerRadio.com and also Facebook us right at FreedomizerRadio.com. Catch you there.
Hello, everyone. Proof here again. I want to let you know about our brand new sponsor, Silver Leaf Tea. Now, as you guys know that have listened to me for years, I am a tea aficionado. I have hundreds of different flavors and styles at my house.
And Silver Leaf has exactly the kind of stuff that I look for. I love loose tea, great antioxidants. I just love the taste of it. And this Silver Leaf has black, they have green, they have white, they have organic. Great for hot tea and iced tea. Silver Leaf Tea, it's right on our website, freedomizerradio.com. And check it out and order it. Silver Leaf Tea.
There's a saying that the only thing certain in life is death and taxes. Well, they should include hard drive failure as well. You can ensure your data is safe by using Maximum Archive's online backup solution. By securely backing up to Maximum Archive servers, your data is protected from fire, theft, or simple hard disk failure. Don't let your data go unprotected. Sign up for Maximum Archive today. Use partner code Freedomizer at checkout time and help fund the Freedomizer Radio Network. That's MaximumArchive.com.
Hey guys, Proof here. Guess what? I just got a cell phone. Hey, for everyone that knows me, I'm not a fan of cell phones, but I just signed up with a company called Solavay. And Solavay is offering a plan right now with unlimited phone, text, and web for only $49 a month. Plus, if you refer a friend or two, you get a discounted rate for everyone you refer, for as long as they have Solavay, not just for the first month, but for the whole time that person has Solavay. You sign up enough people, and Solavay pays you every month. What other cell phone company is going to pay you for service? Anyway, go to Solavay.com/Freedomizer. That's Solavay, Solavei.com/Freedomizer. Learn all about it. Plus, if you sign up before October 31st, you will get this month free. And another kicker, if you sign up three people under you, you'll get another month for free as well. Plus, they're going to pay you cash. Anyway, Solavay.com/Freedomizer.
You are listening to Freedomizer Radio, where Freedomizers freedomize freedom.
Blessings and welcome, Freedomizers, Saints of the Most High God, family and friends, to the Sound Doctrine Christian Ministries Sabbath Show.
Hello?
Amen, amen, and amen. Blessings, saints of the Most High, Freedomizers, family and friends, to the Sound Doctrine Christian Ministries Sabbath Show. I'm your host, Servant Emmanuel, and it is indeed an honor to be here with each and every one of you today on this Sabbath day, the year of our Lord 2012, and today is November the 10th. And we are just delighted to be here for you. We have this week's two-minute warning, this week's breakpoint commentaries from the Chuck Colson Center of Christian Worldview. And we have you and the Word of God. Speaking of the Word of God, let's welcome and usher in the Lord's Holy Spirit. Bow your heads with me in a moment of prayer. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory. Glory to the Most High God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Heavenly Father, this day we come before you, before your throne of grace with a repentant heart. Father God, we understand that it is necessary that we do not come before you carrying the filth of our sins. So we understand that we come into your courts with thanksgiving and into your gates with praise. And Father God, we repent, Father God, and ask that your grace and mercy will cleanse us. For you told us in your word that if we would confess our sins, that you were faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. For this we tell you, thank you, Father. Hallelujah, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that all is well as it is this day. And Father, we lift up all of our family and friends to you. Father God, we pray for those that are behind the prison wall. We pray for those that are in the hospitals, in the nursing homes, those that are in the shelters, in the retirement homes, in the senior citizen homes, Father God. Those that are homeless, Father God. Those that are struggling, just trying to make it, dear Lord. Father God, we lift up all children to you, oh God. We lift up the family to you, oh God. We lift up marriages to you, oh God. For the Lord is our stay. The Lord is our sword and our shield. Father God, hallelujah. The enemy has lodged an attack against us, oh God. Father God, but when the enemy comes in like a flood, you will set up a standard against him, oh God. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Father God, that you promised us that you would go before us and make the crooked places straight. Your word tells us that a righteous man's steps are ordered by the Lord. Order our steps, dear God. We thank you, Father God, for a mind stayed on you this day, O God. Father God, we thank you, Father, that you have allowed things to be all well as they are right now, O God. Father God, I bind the spirit of backlash and retaliation, Father God. Every demonic assignment has been lodged against your people. Bind it and cast it back down to the pits of hell from whence it came. And in that stead, I loose your Holy Spirit, Father God, that the enemy may not return unto your people, O Lord. Father God, hallelujah, I pray a blessing over everyone that is under the sound of my voice, O God. Bless them in a mighty way this day, O God. Father God, let that blessing, Father God, manifest unto others and to those that they come in contact with, oh God. Father God, let them know that they are your children, that you are with them, that you have never left or forsaken them, oh God. Hallelujah, Father God, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We bless your chosen people, Israel, oh God. We thank you We love you, and we decree now, Father God, that your will is our will, and that thy will be done in our lives, in our homes, in our finances, in our marriages, in our families, O God, on our jobs. Hallelujah, Father, for you are our everything, O Lord. Father God, without you, we are nothing. Father God, but we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us, Father God. Father God, I pray that you strengthen everyone where they are weak, O God. Build them up where they've been torn down. Replenish them, O God, where there has been drought in their lives. Give them what they need to continue to go forth, that they would glorify you, O God. Grant us a closer walk with you, dear Jesus. Hallelujah, Father. We love you. We bless you and praise your holy name. We decree now that from everlasting to everlasting, you are our God and we are your children. And we humbly submit and come into obedience with your word, your will,
hello,
and your way, O God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father. We thank you that through the work of the cross, we're able to stand before you and make our request known in Jesus' mighty and precious name, O God. Hallelujah, Father. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord. Glory to your name, O God. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we decree that it is so, and it shall come to pass. And we believe that we receive the petitions that we put before your throne of grace. Glory to God. Thank you, O God. In Jesus' name, amen. And amen, O God. And amen. All right, my brothers and sisters, and as always, now is time for our scriptural reading, and pull your Bibles out, if you will. We're going to be reading today from the book of 1 John and the second chapter. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I'll give you a minute. Grab your Bibles, my brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. All right, you got your Bibles, my brothers and sisters? All righty. We're going to do the whole chapter, starting at the first verse. It is written, "My little children, these things I write unto you, that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, and he is the propitiation for our sins, and for not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. And hereby we do know that we know him if we keep his commandments. He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whosoever keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby we know that we are in him. He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also so to walk, even as he walked. Brethren, I write no new commandment unto you, but an old commandment which ye have heard from the beginning. The old commandment is the word which ye have heard from the beginning. And again, a new commandment I write unto you, which thing is true in him and in you. Because the darkness is past, and the true light now shineth. He that saith he is in the light, and hateth his brother, is in darkness, even until now. He that loveth his brother abideth in the light, and there is none occasion of stumbling in him. But he that hateth his brother is in darkness, and walketh in darkness, and knoweth not whether he goeth, because that darkness has blinded his eyes. I write unto you, little children, because your sins are forgiven for his name's sake. I write unto you, fathers, because ye have known him that is from the beginning. I write unto you, young men, because ye have overcome the wicked one. I write unto you, little children, because ye have known the Father. I have written unto you, fathers, because ye have known him that is from the beginning. And I have written unto you, young man, because ye are strong, and the word of God abideth in you, and ye have overcome the wicked one. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passes away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Little children, it is the last time, and as ye have heard, that Antichrist shall come. Even now are there many Antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us. But they went out that it might be made manifest that they were not of us at all. But ye have an unction from the Holy One, and ye know all things. I have not written unto you because ye knoweth not the truth, but because ye know it, and that no lie is of the truth. Who is a liar but he that denies that Jesus is the Christ? He is Antichrist that denieth the Father and the Son. Whosoever denieth the Son, the same has not the Father. But he that acknowledges the Son has the Father also. Let that therefore abide in you, which ye have heard from the beginning. If that which ye have heard from the beginning shall remain in you, ye also shall continue in the Son and in the Father. And this is the promise that he has promised us, even eternal life. These things have I written unto you concerning them that seduce you. But the anointing which ye have received of him abideth in you, and ye need not that any man teach you. But as the same anointing teaches you all things, and is truth and is no lie, and even as it has taught you, ye shall abide in him. And now, little children, abide in him when he shall appear. we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming. If ye know that he is righteous, ye know that everyone that doeth righteousness is born of him. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, a blessing to the hearing, and a blessing to the doing of his word. James 1, chapter 11, be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving thyselves. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Amen. And our text for today is going to come from in this chapter, the 18th through the 20th verse. But right now, at this time, we're going to take our first commercial break of the afternoon. And after that, we'll come back and we'll go through this a little bit. Amen? Amen. You're listening to the Freedomizer Radio Network. This is the Sound Doctrine Christian Ministries Sabbath Show.
Please learn more about Freedomizer Radio by going to freedomizerradio.com and also Facebook us right at freedomizerradio.com. Catch you there.
Hello again, Freedomist. Proof is here, and I want to talk to you about a brand new soda maker called SodaStream. Now, the Proof House has had SodaStream for about a year, and we love the thing. We use it quite often. With SodaStream, you can have fresh-made soda in seconds. One of the big things we like about it is that there's no high fructose corn syrup and no aspartame. There's over 60 flavors, or you can create your own. Not just sodas, they also have iced teas and energy drinks. Here at the Proof House, we make egg cream sodas all the time. Some other facts to consider here, there's no electricity, no more wasted bottles and cans, and the most important thing is that it tastes great. Keep in mind, too, this is a perfect family present for Christmas, or, hey, just surprise the family with something great. Also, for a limited time, there's free shipping, so go to freedomizerradio.com and look for the SodaStream link, and I hope you check out the product. That's SodaStream right on freedomizerradio.com.
In today's economy, the ability to access data quickly can mean the difference between success and failure. Maximum Archive's MyDrive service lets you have access to your data from just about any device and pretty much anywhere. MyDrive makes sure that when it counts, you can get what you need, because failure's not an option. Sign up for MyDrive today at MaximumArchive.com. Use partner code Freedomizer at checkout and help fund the Freedomizer Radio Network. That's MaximumArchive.com.
We are officially announcing our White Hat versus Black Hat GMO Awareness Video Contest at freedomizerradio.com. Find a fun way to bring public awareness to the issue of GMOs and win $100 in the process. Look for details at freedomizerradio.com and join in the fun while reaching out to others.
I am an autonomous government agent here to steal your livelihood. Not so fast. I'm Sovereign Filing Solutions.
And I'm the Sovereign. We're teamed up
to bring you
the truth without censorship.
Are you tired of being fed multi-million-dollar media lies?
Are you ready for the real story?
Sovereign Filing Solutions has teamed up with the Sovereign newspaper to make sure you get it.
And not the BS this guy behind me wants to feed you.
Take the step, help make the change.
Oh, come on, that's not even fair. How are we supposed to rule indiscriminately?
Want to spread awareness to your neighbors, family, and friends about what is going on in our country today? It may be things you already know, like the large number of FEMA camps spread around this country to lock up citizens like you and me. What legislators are doing to strip states and people of their sovereign rights. Or legislation giving states the power to force vaccinate under a declared state of emergency. Do your neighbors understand what is going on? William Lewis Films offers the perfect tools to inform our population about this government's tyrannical shift from a constitutional republic to a despotic democracy. Films like 911 Ripple Effect, Beyond Treason, One Nation Under Siege, Washington You're Fired, Camp FEMA, Enemy of the State, Don't Tread on Me, Blood of Patriots, The Ron Paul Uprising, even 911 in Plain Sight, William's first production, are all available at williamlewisfilms.com. Get your DVDs today at williamlewisfilms.com. Educate against the police state.
Hello everyone, Proof here again. I want to let you know about our brand new sponsor, Silver Leaf Tea. Now as you guys know that have listened to me for years, I am a tea aficionado. I have hundreds of different flavors and styles at my house, and Silver Leaf has exactly the kind of stuff that I look for. I love loose tea, great antioxidants, I just love the taste of it, and this Silver Leaf has black, they have green, they have white, they have organic. Great for hot tea and iced tea. Silver Leaf Tea, it's right on our website, freedomizerradio.com. And check it out and order it. Silver Leaf Tea.
Hey, Freedomizers, Val Villano here. I am proud to announce the premiere of Recharge Radio, my new show right here on Freedomizer. It's Monday through Thursday from 3 to 5 Pacific. Objective journalism rising against the New World Order. Being a New World Order analyst for many years, my expertise on tactics and master plan implementation carried out by the elitists who govern our world, I base my theories on objective probability analysis on both current and past events to bring a new light of understanding in the world in which we live. I believe I have a dynamic news coverage with intel information from insiders in revealing their strategy to the public to help you prepare. Along with my superior guest interviews, I also believe that we will be taking a commanding lead in quality journalism to the airwaves right here on Freedomizer, Monday through Thursday, 3 to 5 p.m. Pacific Time. Objective journalism rising against the New World Order. Hey, cruise on over to the Whiskey a Go-Go, Freedomizer's late-night comedy show on Wednesday nights from 10:30 to midnight Pacific Time. Hosted by me, Val Villano, and my co-host, Crazy Mars. We are seeking talent in comedy and music. The music we are looking for is classic rock, acid rock, hard rock, rap, pop, and blues. In comedy, we want any and all comedy skits, whether you call in live or submit by MP3. Be as creative as you want. Please submit your work at our fan page on Facebook at The Whiskey a Go-Go. So come, lift your spirits and get away from all the doom and gloom. Warning, it's raw, it's dangerous, and we will be at our best at making fun of you. No PC allowed. I'm stalking you. You never know who and when I will swoop on the air, unless you're there. So that's Wednesday night, 10:30 to midnight Pacific Time, right here on freedomizerradio.com. Whiskey a Go-Go! Whoa, put the brakes on. Did you catch all that? Too much coffee. Freedomizer is so
Oh, yeah, baby. You know what time it is? It's time to get your freak on with your host, Max Casey, right here on the Black Market Liberty Show, Fridays, 6:30 Central.
Blessings to you all. Servant Emmanuel here. You know, these days everyone is searching for the truth, which is why I'd like to invite everyone to join me for the Sound Doctrine Christian Ministries programs every Tuesday afternoon at noon Pacific Standard Time, and now on Sundays at 10:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, right here on the Freedomizer Radio Network. We'll always have prayer, biblical studies, and take your prayer requests as well as the occasional guests. We'll still have each week's two-minute warning and breakpoint commentaries from the Colson Center, as well as great gospel music. So join us in our chat rooms at freedomizerradio.com or call in and listen at 347-324-3704. And remember, who the Son sets free is free indeed.
Sound Doctrine on freedomizerradio.com.
You are listening to Freedomizer Radio, where freedomizers freedomize freedom.
Amen. And we're back. All right, brothers and sisters, I'm your host, Servant Emmanuel, and before we went on our commercial break, we read from the book of 1 John and the entire second chapter. And what we're the message that the Lord gave us to for you guys today comes from the 18th through the 20th verse. And it reads, "Little children, it is the last time. And as ye have heard that Antichrist shall come, even now are there many Antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would have no doubt continued with us. But they went out that it might be made manifest that they were not of us at all. But ye have an unction from the Holy One, and ye know all things." And our text for today simply is, beware of the pretenders. Amen. Brothers and sisters, these are perilous times that we're living in today. And although as watchmen, we are sounding the alarm, especially here at Freedomizer, but there are still many that are blind and many that are willfully blind and willfully deceived, but they are still God's children. And even though we are commanded to separate ourselves from among them, we must still be the voice and that light shining in the dark wilderness of this sinful world. We see that so many have put on the shroud of being Christian and a follower of Christ, but we also see that not all of them are truthful, and many are deceiving themselves. Yes, my brothers and sisters, the word of God is true, and it does say that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. You find that in the book of Acts, the second chapter, the 21st verse, and God always confirms everything, and you can also find it in the book of Romans, the 10th chapter, the 13th verse, and in the book of Joel, the 2nd chapter, and the 32nd verse. But remember this, my brothers and sisters. Yes, you, all who call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. But you are only being saved from the day of wrath, my brothers and sisters. Because Jesus told us in the book of Matthew, the 7th chapter and the 21st verse, "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven." Yes, my brothers and sisters, there is a difference. Whether you acknowledge it or not, let's not forget, God has told us in his word that my people perish for lack of knowledge. So just because you don't know doesn't give you an excuse or a way out. Just as a lot of people mix up the tribulation as the day of wrath. But there are two different incidents as well. The tribulation will come first. And then, after the tribulation comes the day of wrath. Well, the day of wrath is going to start, midway the tribulation is when the peace treaty is going to be broken with Israel, and they're going to come and try and overtake Israel, and that is when the Lord is going to return, and that is going to be the day of wrath. That is going to start the day of wrath. So there is a difference. Millions do not know the difference, my brothers and sisters. As the Apostle John wrote in this scripture that we're focusing on today, there are many antichrists in the world. We must understand that in this dispensation, there is no in-between, no many shades of gray, as, you know, we hear so many people say. But according to Jesus, who said it best, "He that is not with me is against me, and he that gathereth not with me, scattereth abroad. You can find that in Matthew, the 12th chapter, the 30th verse. But like I said, the Lord always confirms everything. And you can also find it in the book of Luke, the 11th chapter and the 23rd verse. So there is just no two ways about it, my brothers and sisters. We are either of Christ or we are antichrist. Just as this election day that passed, it was revealed in my spirit, as well as I know some of you all, that Romney didn't have a chance of beating Obama. We could tell that from the way they robbed Ron Paul of the nomination. And they only emphasized and pushed Romney to give the people false hope so they wouldn't concentrate on and focus on all of the laws and things that they had broken, stealing the election from Ron Paul. Yes, the enemy is using people, and they are crafty. The Word of God tells us in the book of Genesis that the serpent was more crafty than all the other animals. But I'm not here to condemn anyone, but to strengthen the true worshipers of Christ. But the hour cometh and now is when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship him. And that's in the book of John, the 4th chapter, the 23rd verse. Notice how the Apostle Paul wrote that Jesus had intentionally made a point of stipulating true worshipers. Brothers and sisters, I believe this is because Jesus knew not everyone who worships are true. Lest we forget, the Lord had said and confirmed what the prophet Isaiah had said. Ye hypocrites, well did Isaiah prophesy of you. This people draw nigh unto me with their mouth and honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. But in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. Matthew 15:7-9. So Jesus knew that there were going to be many who pretended to follow him, and that their worship is in vain, for they are self-will, self-centered, looking for it so they can be admired and what have you. But their heart is nowhere with the Lord. And the Lord knew it. He knew it then, and he also knew what was coming with us right today. Those individuals, they can ignore the commandments of God for their own will. They can look for loopholes in the Word of God that will ease or band-aid their conscience, if you will, where they could continue to do what they want and still feel like everything is all right and they are in good standing with the Lord. Like those this past week that set aside the commandments of God, for we are commanded to come out from among them and what have you, and sided with Obama, with this person that they know who has shown that he's clearly not walking with the Lord. He said that he would side with the Muslims, and the Muslims worship Allah. They do not worship the Holy One of Israel. The Word of God and the Holy Spirit has given to me for the body of Christ to focus today on 1 John 2:19, the verse that we're dealing with, that they went out from us, but they were not of us. If they had been of us, they would have continued with us. But they went out from us that it might be made manifest that they were not of us at all. Brothers and sisters, God doesn't leave us or forsake us. All we have to do is pay attention. That's all we have to do. You can call upon the name of the Lord and be saved from the day of wrath. But okay, what happens after that? Well, the word of God tells us, for it is committed unto man once to die and then the judgment. In 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter, the 10th verse, it reads, for we all must appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that he has done, whether it be good or bad. Jesus also told us, as I mentioned earlier, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven, Matthew 7:21. So only he that does the will of the Father shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. Not because you went to church, not because you paid tithes, not because you worshiped the Lord. None of those things, my brothers and sisters, will get you into the kingdom of God. Not if you're walking in disobedience to the word of God. Your worship is in vain. Your offerings are in vain. Your going to church is in vain. Only the ones that do the will of the Father shall enter into the kingdom of God. Brothers and sisters, understand, Jesus has not changed anything that God has said. And just as the prophet Samuel told King Saul in the book of 1 Samuel, the 15th chapter and the 22nd verse, behold, it is better to obey than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. See, it is perplexing to the Lord now as it was then. When Jesus told the people, we read in the book of Luke, the 6th chapter and the 46th verse, why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? Brothers and sisters, if we do not wholeheartedly obey the word of God, then we deceive ourselves. Going to a place of worship and hear it, and then walk out and go right back to the way we were, then as the book of James say, in the 1st chapter, the 22nd verse, be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. We would be deceiving our own selves if we hear the word and do not follow it. We can't cast one scripture aside. If you cast away one scripture, you cast away them all. Watch out, my brothers and sisters, for the pretenders. And for God's sake, if you are pretending, please stop. Repent. And walk uprightly before the Lord. His Holy Spirit will come into your life and you will have strength. And just as the chapter started out saying, even if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. That doesn't mean now, brothers and sisters, it's okay to sin because Jesus will cover you. It doesn't work that way. But sometimes in our lives we get into situations and, brothers and sisters, we sin and don't even realize it. And the Lord said, Father, I'll get on my brother about that. I'll try and wake him up. And he comes to Father on our behalf. Because God
the Holy One of Israel, the Creator of all things, the great I Am, the first and the last, the Alpha and Omega? He hates sin. Brothers and sisters, and things have gotten so bad, just like it got during the time of Sodom and Gomorrah, because their time is past. They are no totally, utterly obliterated. So we ought to be thankful and humble ourselves and submit to the word of God and submit to the commandments and the things that Jesus said that we should do. Because he's the only thing that's keeping God from doing that very same thing to us that he did to Sodom and Gomorrah. Grace, my brothers and sisters, run out. If you don't think so, read 1 Samuel where God got upset with the children of Israel and told Joshua, say, you know, I'm tired of hearing the people murmuring against me these 10 times. I done did for them. I done released them out of Egypt in bondage. When Pharaoh came at them to kill them, I parted the Red Sea and what have you for them, that they would have a way of escape. Then when Pharaoh tried to come after them, I drowned all his army. So y'all ain't never got to worry about that anymore. Then you get here in the wilderness, in the desert, and you think I'm going to let you die. And you're complaining and you're murmuring. Brothers and sisters, out of all those millions of people that came out of Egypt from the age of 20 years old and up, died in the wilderness. God said, you will not inherit the land except my servant Caleb. One out of a million. One out of all those millions. It was more than me. One. Just like all of the people that was upon the face of the earth, and seven were saved with Noah. All you got to do is try and walk right with the Lord. He don't care what nobody else do, and you shouldn't care what nobody else do, because he's not going to take you through with them. If you side with them and you're constantly around them and you haven't come out from among them, you put yourself there where you can have that problem. But God doesn't do that to us. And he will see us through. All we have to do is trust him. Amen? Amen. All right, my brothers and sisters, we're going to get ready. We've got to go and take our next commercial break. But before we do that, let's do this. I'm coming, Lord. I'm coming. If I have to be like Caleb and come all by myself, I'm coming, Lord.
I'm coming home by myself.
You can look for me.
Don't call a road.
Pull up.
I'm coming home. I might get lost.
Me,
Lord, but don't come.
are listening to Freedomizer Radio, where freedomizers freedomize freedom.
Hello everyone, Proof here again. I want to let you know about our brand new sponsor, Silver Leaf Tea. Now as you guys know that have listened to me for years, I am a tea aficionado. I have hundreds of different flavors and styles at my house, and Silver Leaf has exactly the kind of stuff that I look for. I love loose tea, great antioxidants. I just love the taste of it, and this Silver Leaf has black, they have green, they have white, they have organic. Great for hot tea and iced tea. Silver Leaf Tea, it's right on our website, freedomizerradio.com. And check it out and order it. Silver Leaf Tea.
There's a saying that the only thing certain in life is death and taxes. Well, they should include hard drive failure as well. You can ensure your data is safe by using Maximum Archive's online backup solution. By securely backing up the Maximum Archive servers, your data is protected from fire, theft, or simple hard disk failure. Don't let your data go unprotected. Sign up for Maximum Archive today. Use partner code Freedomizer at checkout time and help fund the Freedomizer Radio Network. That's MaximumArchive.com.
Okay, I have some exciting news for you. I just met the most wonderful man. His name is White Feather, and he is a flute player. A flute player extraordinaire. He actually played my flute, and it sounded like heaven, 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 heaven. And I'm going to have him on our radio show very, very soon. I can't wait to share his music with you and his philosophies on life, how he has managed to connect. It's a delightful story. So stay tuned. I'll see the power in you Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 10 a.m. and Saturday, 4 p.m. Pacific time, only on Freedomizer Radio.
Greetings, this is Blake the Eccentric, and I want to invite you to check out my new show on Freedomizer Radio, The Eccentric Perspective. It's sort of a red pill, blue pill, going down the rabbit hole kind of show, featuring outside-the-box politics, philosophy, and gonzo journalism. But be warned, with knowledge comes responsibility, and you might not see the world the same way again. As I will attempt to open your mind, speak to your common sense, and challenge your critical thinking skills. So please join me Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday from noon to 1:30 Pacific time. Once again, that's Eccentric Perspective, only on Freedomizer Radio.
Austin here from Gorilla Radio, asking you guys to tune in Monday and Wednesday night after the Proof Negative Show.
Right here on Freedomizer Radio, the only network on the web that freedomizes your freedom. And please, people, do not believe the hype. We are not both cynics on Gorilla Radio.
Wait, you're the cynical one, not me. I'm the realist here. Come on, Cam. You know everybody loves you, even though you're the biggest cynic out there.
Hey, now, Austin, I was talking about you.
Wait, no, no, we're talking about you. You're the cynical one.
I'm not
realist.
The cynical one. You're the cynical one. Come on. Everybody knows you're cynical.
Do you believe we are not alone? Are you intrigued by the paranormal and psychic phenomena? Is there something wrong with how the society operates? Do you believe you're here to do something more? Do you feel your freedom's been stripped by the government? Are you concerned about your health and the environment you live in? Join me, Joanna Johnson, spiritual warrior, psychic empath, and secure party creditor on Illuminating Minds every Thursday morning, 10 a.m. to noon Pacific Standard Time, 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on FreedomizerRadio.com and journey further down the rabbit hole with me. See you.
Lindsay Williams on Freedomizer Radio.
Proof Negative, I love the title that you use on your radio. I thought about it ever since we talked on off of the air the other day, and I'd say that's an excellent title for a talk show host.
Hey, Freedomist, join me, Proof Negative, weeknights, 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific, as we fight the New World Order together. right here on Freedomizer Radio, your exclusive home of the Proof Negative Show.
Hey guys, tune into the Heated Conversation hosted by me, Vicky. UFOs, GMOs, and chemtrails, oh my. We talk about anything and everything as long as it's hot. So call in and join the discussion live Thursday nights, 10:30 to midnight, and Friday nights, 9 to midnight Pacific. Only on FreedomizerRadio.com.
Blessings to you all. Servant Emmanuel here. You know, these days everyone is searching for the truth, which is why I'd like to invite everyone to join me for the Sound Doctor and Christian Ministries programs every Tuesday afternoon at noon Pacific Standard Time, and now on Sundays at 10:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, right here on the Freedomizer Radio Network. We'll always have prayer, biblical studies, and take your prayer requests as well as the occasional guests. We'll still have each week's two-minute warning and breakpoint commentaries from the Colson Center, as well as great gospel music. So join us in our chat rooms at freedomizerradio.com or call in and listen at 347-324-3704. And remember, who the Son sets free is free indeed.
Sound Doctor on freedomizerradio.com.
You are listening to Freedomizer Radio, where freedomizers freedomize freedom.
Praise the Lord. And we're back. And we'll be getting to our breakpoint commentaries in just a couple of moments here. I wanted to remind you guys, tomorrow we'll be here a bit early at 9 Pacific Standard Time, all the way until noon. And we're going to be posing the question, and I'd like for you guys to call in. And the question that we're going to propose to you guys, what is love? What is love? You'd be surprised at the responses that I've been receiving on my Facebook page. And it's like people really, really don't understand exactly what love is. So join us tomorrow at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, all the way until noon, to 11 a.m. Central Standard Time and noon Eastern for the extended Sound Doctrine Christian Ministries program this Sunday, tomorrow. Amen. Amen. We look forward to seeing you there. Call in and give us your response, or come in the chat room and give us your response. Our number to call in is 347-324-3704. Once again, that number is 347-324-3704. You want to chime in with us, guys, we'd be more than happy to hear from you. Amen. Amen. All right, let us now go over to the Chuck Colson Center, and let's start off with this week's two-minute warning and John Stone.
Whichever way the election goes, I can assure you of one thing. It's not the end of the world. I'm John Stone Street, and this is the two-minute warning. Happens after every election. Some of us are convinced that it's the end of the world, and some of us are convinced that we're on our way to a brand new future. But I do think there's a few things that as Christians we need to agree on. The first thing we can agree on is that we can be thankful that we live in America and we have the sort of elections that we have. You know, in 1997, I was in Jamaica for the elections down there, and the Peace Corps told their workers not to even go outside. I remember walking by some political rallies and seeing soldiers lined up around the rooftops with AK-47s. And that election that year was hailed as a great peaceful election in Jamaica because only 8 people had been murdered, which was far less than any other election in their previous history. We should be thankful that we don't live in such a violent society, that our elections are at least largely peaceful, especially an election that was as highly contentious as this one was. The second thing we need to be thankful for is that we don't put all of our hopes on politics. Last week in the two-minute warning, I talked about the political illusion. And the source of the political illusion is thinking that politics is the answer to everything. We know better than that. The kingdom of God is bigger than politics. The kingdom of God is bigger than America. It's bigger than Western civilization. And the kingdom of God is secure and sure. Not because a particular candidate made it into office or didn't make it into office, but because Jesus Christ has won history, has defeated death, and is coming again. This is the truth of all the world. No matter what happens in the future, Christ has risen. And that is where we put our hope. That is where we put our faith. After the 2008 election, my friend Barrett Mosbacher wrote a blog post. And in it, he said some things that I think are worth repeating. He wrote, "The Church of Christ is the focal point of history. With Christ being preeminent, God superintends the affairs of men in such a way as to establish genuine free moral agency and personal responsibility for the good of his people and for his glory. Ultimately, this election is for our good and God's glory. This does not mean that everything that occurs will be good, but God promises to work all things together for the good of his people. So pray, rest in God's wise providence, respect those in authority, work for what is right, model dignity in word and deed before each other, and teach each other how to think, how to love, and how to glorify the King of Kings and Lord of Lords." To Barrett's words, I can only say amen. But I also want to add, this is no time to sit back, either in despair or either because we think everything is right because of who's now in office. It's time to get busy. The cultural work that needs to be done to restore human dignity, to restore moral foundations to our society, are much bigger than the political process. And we need to work in all areas of society to reflect and to show Christ's lordship there. For the two-minute warning, I'm John Stonestreet.
Amen, amen. Romans chapter 8, verse 28. "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose." So even in this, my brothers and sisters, what went on with the election and everything, even this, God will still be glorified. And as Brother Stonestreet said, no, not everything is going to go according to God's plan. Well, it's going to fall into his ultimate plan because God has the final decision. But Christ has risen. And everything is going to come together. There are going to be some that go through, and this is the only thing that may wake them up and open their eyes. It's a shame that we are like that, but that's just how the human nature is. Until there's a need, we go on about our business, and it's all about us and what we want and what we think and, you know, what we can do. But amen, the Lord has definitely ultimate last say in the whole thing. No, God isn't in total control. Satan is the god of this world, and he is working, and light and darkness do not commune together. Yes, God's Holy Spirit is within us and is working through us. But that is why we are told to come out from among them and be ye separate. Because light and darkness does not commune together. Amen? Amen. I always enjoy our two-minute warnings from the Coastal Center. I'll go there, and I encourage you all to go there. They have many more blogs and things that they are addressing concerning the body of Christ, updates on news that is happening around the world as well. And it'd be good for any one of us to go by and check it out. But you know, regardless to what happens, God has done so much, my brothers and sisters. that, you know, I'm not worried about it. Doesn't bother me none in the least. I know that the Lord will make a way regardless. All right, so if we just stay prayerful, my brothers and sisters, we'll know that the Lord is for us. He's more than the world against us, and he has done so much. And in the words of Sister Beverly Crawford, if the Lord does not do anything else for me, he's done enough.
Are we going home, y'all?
glory to the Most High God. Amen, my brothers and sisters. If the Lord never does anything else for me, he's done enough. Hallelujah. Come on, brothers and sisters, just think about it. The Lord created the heavens and the earth for us, then took his hand, glory, hallelujah, and formed man and blew the breath of life into his nostrils, and man became a living being with a soul. Glory to God. Glory to God. And we are here, and we are created as creatures of praise, my brothers and sisters. That's why we were created, because God wanted a people that would praise him. The reason why God chose Abraham is because God knew that Abraham would tell his children about him and teach them his ways. Brothers and sisters, if the bottom fell out of everything right now, it'd make no difference, because God has been so good, so good, just for giving us life, my brothers and sisters, just for creating us. I mean, come on, guys. How can we ever repay that? How can we ever thank him enough for creating us and giving us life? Without him, there would be no world, so there would be no us. Brothers and sisters, we need to realize just how good God is to us. He allows things to carry on as usual. If it was this big cosmic accident, like they tried to tell us, this Big Bang theory, at some point, don't you think something would have went off? The stars would have stopped shining, the moon would have dropped out of its orbit. We, the Earth, dropped out of its orbit. Something went awry. Something went wrong. And, I don't know, let's just say the last 2,000 years. Come on, my brothers and sisters. There is a source of life, a creator of all things, and the Lord God Jehovah is his name. The great I am, the Alpha and the Omega. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory to God. All right. Oh, Lord. Let me see here. Sound Doctrine, hello. Okay. Amen. between you, just you and I, guys. That's my mother. She was listening to the show. Bless her heart. She done went to sleep, but she's home from the hospital. Glory to God, and she's doing well after her fall and breaking her foot and breaking the bone over her eye. And she's back home, and she's doing well. God is so glory. Glory, hallelujah. And don't think that I did not request of the Lord that he heal my mother. Went out there to the hospital and laid hands on her. And God is good. God moved. God moved. God always moved, my brothers and sisters. We've just got to put our trust in the Lord, for he is willing and he's able to do above all that we can ask or think. Let's not get focused on, oh, I want stuff. I want a new car. I want a new house and clothes and diamond rings and whatnot. And God ain't with that. God Jesus told us, look, guys, look at the lilies of the field. They toil, neither do they spin. But I tell you that even Solomon, in all his glory, was not arrayed like one of these. Therefore, take no thought what ye shall wear, what ye shall drink, what ye shall eat. For your Father in heaven knows that you have need of these things, even before you even ask. O ye of little faith. Hallelujah, brothers and sisters. Trust the Lord. Trust the Lord. Trust the Lord. He will and always make a way. All right. We're getting ready to take our last commercial break of the afternoon. And we ask you guys to, if you'd like, you can call in. Our number here is 347-324-3704. Once again, that number is 347-324-3704. You can chime in with us if you feel like, guys, give us a shout out, you know, made a prayer request. You know, we will touch and agree with you in prayer. And we're here for you guys. And we'll be right back after our commercial break. Amen. Amen.
Hey guys, Proof here. Guess what? I just got a cell phone. Hey, for everyone that knows me, I'm not a fan of cell phones, but I just signed up with a company called Solovay. And Solovay is offering a plan right now with unlimited phone, text, and web for only $49 a month. Plus, if you refer a friend or two, you get a discounted rate for everyone you refer, for as long as they have Solovay, not just for the first month, but the whole time that person has Solovay. You sign up enough people, and Solovay pays you every month. What other cell phone company is going to pay you for service? Anyway, go to Solovay.com/freedomizer. That's Solovay, Solavei.com/freedomizer. Learn all about it. Plus, if you sign up before October 31st, you will get this month free, and another kicker. If you sign up three people under you, you'll get another month for free as well. Plus, they're going to pay you cash. Anyway, Solovay.com/freedomizer.
Hey, y'all. This is Ron with Ron's Media Maker. I would like to invite you to listen to my show every Tuesday from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And for our international listeners, that's 1,800 hours to 2,000 hours Greenwich Mean Time right here on Freedomizer Radio. Always interview a broad spectrum of guests ranging from entrepreneurs to the eclectic. I also like to keep you up to date on the latest breaking news in geopolitics, world events, astronomy, technology, science, and how it relates to the 21st century and an emerging global order. Be sure to visit our website at freedomizerradio.com, take part in our lively chat room, visit our sponsors, or read breaking news articles on our Twitter feed. You can also find out more about the wide variety of shows and hosts at freedomizerradio.com. If you'd like to comment or speak with a guest during the show, just give us a call at 347-324-3704.
Hey, all you lads and lassies out there, come listen to The Sandbox every Sunday night at 9 to 10 p.m.
No,
Eastern Standard.
9 to 10:30 p.m.
Oh. Every Sunday night at 9:30.
No, at 9 to 10:30 p.m.
At 9 o'clock to 10:30 p.m.
Eastern Standard Time.
Eastern Standard Time.
This is Debbie.
And I'm Michael, along with CD, the Constitutional Defender Dog. Is mainstream media giving you the real stories, or are they just telling you what they want you to hear?
Join us for Securing Liberty on Freedomizer Radio, Thursday evenings at 11 p.m. Central.
We'll be joined by great guests, discuss interesting and important topics, current events, maybe even a little humor. Be prepared for anything.
It will be 90 minutes of information sure to help you on your quest for truth. So join Securing Liberty at 11 p.m. Central on Freedomizer Radio.
Rob Nellen Live is a show exposing the fallacy of the right-left paradigm while promoting liberty and freedom. A plethora of guests will challenge the establishment, mainstream media, the New World Order, and hopefully you. Listen to Rob Nellen Live Sundays between 3 and 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time right here on the Freedomizer Radio Network.
Our new show is dedicated to prophecy and our survival in times of great disasters. Greetings. I'm Mars, commander of the Watcher Society. We are a private think tank of the most elite thinkers on the end times ever. Welcome to the Watcher's Prophecy Radio on Freedomizer. Our show highlights the end of days as seen through the scriptures and how to prepare for the events we see in the news. We will inform you like no other show on the events occurring now in Bible prophecy. Come join us for the unveiling of tyranny in the end of days forecast. What you got?
Hey folks, Valerie Sergeant Martin here, rebel agitator, Republican renegade, and host of the Valerie Sergeant Martin Show. Twice weekly, I bring you guests who represent the best and brightest of the liberty movement, including best-selling authors, candidates, and legislators, and everyday activists, all patriots actively involved in taking back control of our government, putting power in the hands of the people where it belongs. We also talk economics, finance, international markets, and monetary policy. Anything and everything to do with free markets and capitalism. So friend me on Facebook, follow me on Twitter, and join me Sundays 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern and Thursdays 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern for the Valerie Sergeant Martin Show. And remember, extremism in defense of liberty is no vice.
You are listening to Freedomizer Radio, where freedomizers freedomize freedom.
Praise the Lord God, and we're back. All right, let us head back over to the Chuck Colson Center of Christian Worldview and this week's Breakpoint Commentary.
No matter the outcome of yesterday's election, we Christians have a job to do. Stay tuned to Breakpoint.
From the Chuck Colson Center for Christian Worldview, here's Eric Metaxas with Breakpoint.
Whether you voted for Mitt Romney or Barack Obama, whether you're recovering from your all-night celebration or drying the tears from your pillow, today's a good day, as Chuck Colson reminded us, to heed these words of the Apostle Paul. I urge then, first of all, that requests, prayers, intercession, and thanksgiving be made for everyone, for kings and all those in authority, that we may live peaceful and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness. As I record this, I don't know the outcome of yesterday's voting, but I'm sure of one thing. Whether the president's last name is Romney or Obama, he will need our prayers, because he and his administration face huge, serious challenges to the health of our nation and to peace in the world, challenges that we cannot overcome without divine aid. Think about it. At home, the economy is still sluggish, to say the least. We face the so-called fiscal cliff and sequestration. Economists and politicians on both sides of the aisle are telling us this would be an economic disaster for the nation. And speaking of disasters, there's the national debt. Overseas, America's foreign policy seems, to put it mildly, confused, even as Iran seeks nuclear weapons, as Islamists have either grabbed or on the cusp of grabbing power in countries throughout the Middle East, and as we struggle to figure out what in the world to do about the war in Afghanistan. How has America come to this point? Why is our economy on the brink of disaster? And why is our culture so utterly depraved? Chuck Colson asked these questions the day after the last presidential election 4 years ago, and his answer was spot on. Chuck cited what Russian author Alexander Solzhenitsyn said about the catastrophic consequences of the Russian Revolution. I recall, Solzhenitsyn said, hearing a number of older people offer the following explanation for the great disasters that had befallen Russia. Men have forgotten God. That's why all this has happened. Solzhenitsyn was right, and Colson was right. The best explanation for why we Americans find ourselves in the state we're in is that, to some extent, we have forgotten God. We've also forgotten that American democracy, indeed Western civilization itself, is the product of the Judeo-Christian understanding of God and humanity. As Chuck told us, without that revelation that man is created in the image of God, our founders never would have recognized the unalienable rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Make no mistake, no matter who won yesterday, the attacks on Christianity are not going away. They'll only intensify. So we have to continue, as Chuck said, to make a winsome witness to the truths of the Christian worldview, because those who would banish Christianity from American public life are risking the very survival of American society. So if your presidential candidate or your congressional candidates won yesterday, keep the celebration short. If they lost, don't head for the hills. We've got work to do. As Chuck told us 4 years ago, this is a time for Christians to stay involved, to, as he said, lead, encourage, and minister to a faltering country in a faltering economy. So by all means, pray for the president and his administration. Pray for our nation. But most of all, be salt and light in a culture, in a country that is in danger of forgetting God. For Breakpoint, this is Eric Metaxas.
We invite you to visit Breakpoint.org. While you're at our website, be sure to browse our online bookstore of great books and other resources. And you can link up to our social media sites like Facebook and Twitter. We hope you'll join the discussion of the worldview issues you hear about each day on Breakpoint. By phone, reach us toll-free at 1-877-3-CALL-BP.
Amen, amen. No matter what happens, God is in control. Amen? Amen. I want to thank one of our listeners in the chat room. He alerted me to this news bulletin that was just published a little while ago. And it is from Whitesburg, Kentucky. 4.3 magnitude earthquake reported in Kentucky. The U.S. Geological Survey is reporting that an earthquake centered in Kentucky also rattled at least three other states. The USGS website says that the 4.3 magnitude earthquake on Saturday afternoon was about 10 miles west of Whitesburg. Residents of eastern Kentucky, Virginia, West Virginia, and Tennessee reported feeling the tremor. National Weather Service spokesman Jeff Carrico says employees at the office in Jackson, which is about 60 miles northwest of Whitesburg, felt the ground shake for about 15 seconds. He says the office has gotten numerous calls, but so far no one has reported any serious damage. Oh, my goodness. Let's stay prayerful. Let us continue to seek the Lord and His will, that His will be done. Hallelujah. It is very important that we keep our focus on the Lord, my brothers and sisters, because without the Lord, we have nothing. And you know, we're just like a ship, you know, trying to sail on dry land. Amen? Amen. All right. So, wow, time definitely be getting away, my brothers and sisters. Let me squeeze in. Oh, my goodness. Squeeze in something here for you all. I'm trying to keep you encouraged, but keep you focused, my brothers and sisters. We must stay focused. We must be aware of what's going on, because there is a lot going on, and we have to continue, as Brother Metaxas said, to be the salt and light of the earth. We must stay focused on the Lord. Amen. Amen. We'll be right back right after this.
Thank you. has the drive for LGBT rights gone? Well, just about over the cliff of sanity. Stay tuned to Breakpoint.
From the Chuck Colson Center for Christian Worldview, here's John Stone Street with Breakpoint. Today's commentary may not be suitable for young children. Please use parental discretion.
Colleen Francis made himself right at home in the locker room at Evergreen College in Olympia, Washington. The 45-year-old student showered, used the sauna, and walked around naked in front of the other people using those facilities. Now, if you're having trouble squaring the name Colleen with the male pronoun himself, you're not the only one. Those present in the locker room also had trouble with the combination that the locker room in question was the women's room and Colleen is anatomically a male. Thus, when he showers, sits in the sauna, and walks around naked, Francis is exposing himself not only to his fellow students, but students from local high schools and families who also use the college's swimming pool and locker room. Thus, among the females he has exposed himself to are minors, some as young as 6. If you're wondering, why doesn't someone stop Francis? Well, they tried to, and that's when the story became surreal. The swimming coach from the local high school and the mother of one of the team members called the police. When the police arrived, Francis informed them that he was a transsexual, and that under Washington state law, he was entitled to use the women's locker room. If that sounds ridiculous to you, well, it worked. The coach apologized, and the college informed parents that state law, which prohibits discrimination on the basis of gender expression or identity, tied their hands. The best they could do was to provide screens for those made uncomfortable by Francis' presence. The Alliance Defending Freedom is representing the parents of the children and has promised to take action if any of the girls is harmed. But absent a change in the law, it may not make a difference. That's because what's happening in Olympia is the logical outcome of two very potent and destructive trends in American society. The first is what Harvard professor Mary Ann Glendon famously called rights talk. This talk is characterized by, quote, its legalistic character, exaggerated absoluteness, hyper-individualism, and its silence with respect to personal, civic, and collective responsibilities. Despite these deficiencies, it's the language Americans more than anyone else speak when they discuss important issues, especially social ones driven by a culture increasingly marked by a sexual free-for-all camouflaged as sexual freedom. The second trend is the transition from talking about the sexes to talking about gender. Until very recently, a person was either male or female, and the determination was based on objective physical criteria. While it isn't always as simple as I just made it sound, the rule generally held. Today, we speak in terms of gender identity, which, quote, refers to a person's private sense and subjective experience. It doesn't matter if Francis has had sex reassignment surgery or not. All that matters is his self-identification as transsexual. It's not an exaggeration to say that there are potentially as many gender identities as there are people, and under Washington law, each of these is protected from discrimination by state agencies such as Evergreen College. When Francis walked into the women's locker room, he was a rights-bearing individual whose right to use the facility trumped any other interest, even the mental and sexual health interest of 6-year-old girls. Obviously, this is absurd, but it didn't come out of nowhere. It is where American law and culture have been headed for some time, and there aren't enough screens to cover this damage. And before I sign off Breakpoint for this election week, I'd like to invite you to listen in on a terrific roundtable recap of the campaign, the election, and where we are headed politically as a country. Join me and my guests, Star Parker, Hunter Baker, and Warren Smith, on Breakpoint this week. Come to Breakpoint.org, click on the This Week tab. For Breakpoint, I'm John Stone Street.
Again, please visit Breakpoint.org and click on the This Week tab.
Amen, amen. Yeah, that is where we are headed now, my brothers and sisters. We are there. We're not headed there. We're there. And now, these males can say, My identity is transsexual. And now they can walk around your children, your daughters, your nieces. Oh, my goodness. If this isn't Sodom and Gomorrah, what is? Brothers and sisters, now more than ever that we need the Lord, and we need him now, and we need to continue to pray and seek God that he will make a way for us. All right, my brothers and sisters, coming up next, right after us, should be our dear friend, James Talmadge Stevens, Dr. Prepper, and he'll be in for the next hour. And I invite you all to join him. He has some very enlightening things for us as far as being prepared, because we are going to have to be prepared, because the devastation has just started. But to all of you who are seeking a better way, who know that there's just got to be something better, I offer you Christ Jesus. If you've strayed from the path, or if you're just trying to find Him, repeat this prayer of salvation after me. Amen. Dear Jesus Christ, I accept that I am a sinner and that I have sinned all my life, but now I understand that I need salvation. Please forgive me of my sin. Make me a new creation in you. I believe that you died on the cross for me, bearing all of my sins, sicknesses, curses, and problems. I believe that you rose from the dead on the third day and is alive for me today. I welcome you into my life. Jesus, be the Lord of my life, from now and forever. Accept me as your child. Lead me in your way.
Get ready for the epic new documentary adventure ride of your life. Shade, the motion picture. A view into the globalist domain.